All right, welcome, everyone, to another Tuesday evening here, Tuesday afternoon here in America. I'm Stephen Roberts. This is Councilor Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. We've been doing a lot of things together. I have Tressa Graves with me again, the author. She's the Queen of Darkness. Welcome again, Tressa.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, we're only going to do about... We're only going to do about 30 minutes today, I think. I think you said you've got a lot of running to do, so.
Yeah, I am actually, you had said last week that we had bought a new car, and I brought it in for an oil change, and it's really cool because the car's not done yet, and they knew I had a radio interview at the car lot, and they went and pulled up a luxury SUV for me to sit in. They got the air going and everything for me, so I thought that was pretty cool. I got VIP treatment today.
Yeah, that
here.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I won't complain about that. And that's proof positive that I'm getting back out there and moving forward, and people are starting to see that, and that's a good change from what's been going on the past 7 months, because I basically fell off the map for a while with this Troy and Cassie Duncan thing, the Monsters of Melbourne. But I think people are going to start seeing some fun stuff coming from me now. I did a video that I'll be putting up on VidMe. I've already uploaded it. I haven't published it yet, talking about Tressa Graves Publications relaunching. And I'm happy about that. I'm going to have Stephen with me. Philip Ossenmacher. He's been with me for a few years now. He's stuck by me with everything. And Renato Rotolo. So we're going to move forward and get everything back to where it should be. We'll say that. But I was talking to...
And we got a lot of things to catch up on, too.
Huh?
And we have a lot of things to catch up on, too.
Oh, we do. And I think people will start seeing on the VidMe page that that things will start changing. It won't all be about the Monsters of Melbourne anymore. And that's what a lot of people have been telling me. They're like, you know, we're really tired of this Troy Duncan thing. They want him to go away. And that is happening, which we'll have more news on that, you know, soon. But he stooped to a whole new low last night. He has found another victim that he's using to try and get to me and Sam. I thought when we got the email that I'm going to tell everyone about, I thought when we got that last night about midnight that it was Troy, but come to find out, this guy's using his real name. He has all his real information up online. Troy had gotten a hold of him, he told us, through a website called Tagged. And he sent nude pictures of himself to Sam. Sam said, why are you sending us nude pictures of yourself, you know, to another man? And he says, some guy named Sam off Tagged told me to. So Sam got a hold of him, asked him that, and they had a little conversation back and forth, and then, of course, we went to bed, and we woke up this morning and found out that about a half hour later, he resent the same photos to Sam's other email address. So this guy, I think, is very vulnerable. I went on his Facebook page. I found him, and I think we're trying to warn him about Troy right now. But Troy is very conniving. He's gotten a lot of people to believe things that have not been true, you know? And that's the dangerous people that you got to worry about, people who can do that. But we're trying to reach out to this guy and let him know, because now Troy has access to his real name, apparently nude pictures of this guy, which Troy will put up on the web and publicly embarrass this guy. Come to find out, he's a cat lover. Go figure that. He lives in North Carolina, so he's not that far from us. And it's just sad that he would bring someone so vulnerable into this mess, you know. But that just goes to show low and disgusting he is.
You know, that's all Troy can do is go after vulnerable people, because strong will people won't take his crap.
won't take his crap. And, you know, we had mentioned that before about if his past victims would have done what I'm doing, I wouldn't have become a victim of Troy because he would have been taken care of back then. But he picks the people he thinks are weak that won't fight him back. And he's always done that up until now. I would almost guarantee you that Troy wishes he'd have never have met me and that he would have never have done what he's done because I have turned everything he's done against him. No matter how many people he throws into it, trying to scare me, trying to threaten me, no matter how many death videos he makes, how much he threatens me, I still come back and I still fight him. Because if you don't fight these people, these bullies, they continue. And he's proven to do that. He's been doing this for 2.5-3 years, probably longer now, you know? And it's just pretty sad. And once the Stalking of Tressa Graves comes out, people see what low-life scum him and Cassie really are. And they'll understand why I went public with everything that I did, because a lot of people say, oh, you're giving Troy what he wants. Don't go public. That's not true. Troy's actually had to hide a little bit because, and I think it's funny, because he finally met his match. And so he's had to hide a little bit because he's had people threatening him. People have gotten a hold of us and told us, hey, he's got this website open. He's over on this website doing this or doing that. And it came down to we didn't have to have Troy send us what he was doing because he always did. He always sent links to everything he did. And it came to where we didn't even have to wait for Troy because people would just let us know. And I'll tell you, Stephen, I went a while thinking there, after everything I went through with Troy, I was thinking there are no good people in this world because Troy had me in such a mind, you know, a state of mind that I was scared to go out or do anything. And now that I've got things going for me again, I see now the world isn't like Troy Duncan.
That's right. There's
very few Troy Duncans out there.
That's right.
Most people are good and they want to do right.
Most people are afraid.
Yeah.
That's why we struggle. The people that do the stuff that I'm doing, that's why we struggle because most people are afraid.
They're afraid, yes.
In fear of their life and, or in fear of their family's life or in fear of losing what they have.
Yeah, and I want to try to bring awareness to stalking, to doxing, because like I said before, there's a lot of women out there who are victims of doxing, and these women are terrified.
I'm not sure what that is.
They're being stalked. Huh?
I'm not sure what that is.
The doxing?
Yeah.
That's where, like what Troy was doing, he found out home addresses, and he posted home address saying, free sex and drugs at your house. And I didn't know what doxing was either until it happened to me.
Okay.
And like I said before, there's a lot of young girls, especially in the gaming industry, that are dealing with this. And it needs to stop. The laws have not caught up to internet crimes. But we're going to see what we can do about that. And that's another reason why I'm doing the Stalking of Tressa Graves is to bring awareness. And I can't wait to let everyone know. I keep saying this, but it's really cool to let everyone know where the idea of this book came from. And it's just going to be exciting whenever I can let everything out that I want to on this. But yeah, he stooped to a whole new low. He sent numerous emails through, being even more violent than before, just wishing death on me, saying just the meanest of things he could say about me bleeding to death and stuff. And I quit making so much public now. I don't put up as much because I'm actually getting the book together and getting everything that I need to go into that. And so I'll release a few things here and there, but the majority of stuff now will be in the book and will be in the picture book. I was going through the different pictures. I'm going to actually lay them out. I'm going to have like a section in the picture book for emails, for the memes of Troy talking about raping kids and all this stuff. I'm going to have a whole section for that because I have that many photos and stuff that he's done that I can actually put it in sections. And under each picture, I'll explain a little bit about the picture. So I think people are going
to... Well, you're going to have to put pictures in it because he's going to want to look at it. And that's about all he can do is look at pictures.
Yeah, him and Oliver Vi Brooks and his wife Dawn and all them, yeah. and I told him that before. I said, I'm making a picture book for all of you so you can go in and know what's going on. You know, but yeah, he's just gotten even more violent than before. We'll just put it that way. But it's still not scaring me. He's trying to scare me because he sees that that I'm moving forward.
Yeah,
I trust And I talked to Philly yesterday. I've been talking to him last couple days, and some of the stuff Philly even said, you know, Troy had Philly where I was at, where I didn't know what to do. You're scared. You're stunned. And you just don't know what to do. And that was something that Philly was explaining to me that he had felt, you know, over the past few months. And Philly said, yeah, he's put you back at least a year as far as my books and TGP goes and all that. But good news is, like I said, I got the video that I did. I uploaded it to VidMe. I haven't published it yet because I've been out all day taking care of stuff. But I have a new marketing team that I have on TGP now. So whenever we get the website up and stuff, we're going to have different packages for different people. There's going to be something in there for everyone whenever they come on board. It's for people who have never been published or writers who have self-published themselves before. And we'll lay it out of everything that we do. We're going to have introductory prices to, because I've been out of it for about, it's going, probably going on 8 months now, you know. And so we're going to do special offers to get us back on the map and to get people trusting us and knowing that that Troy's not going to attack them and do to them what he's done to me. That is not going to happen, especially with the big company that I'm working with. He would have to be insane to come on board and attack an author of mine. The company that is coming on board, they're the ones who came up with the idea for my next book, 50 Shades of Graves. And I was a little nervous to do that, but they convinced me, yeah, go on. This is pretty cool with your last name and everything. And they also did the book cover for 50 Shades of Graves, which, like I said, it'll be out in 2017, and I'll be back out on the road, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
But things are moving up. Things are changing. I think Stephen can see that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We talked earlier on the phone, and you said you were going to mention a couple things. I think,
and I probably forgot.
Well, you said a neighbor, the people that stopped at your house had also stopped at a neighbor's house, and I don't know how much you want to go into it, but
yeah. Well, the old home address, they have. You know, we had told people that we had three incidents where three different people came to the house. The last ones that came through, they're the ones who got the 40 cal pulled on them when they were parked in our driveway. Well, come to find out, they've gone down, the same car, same people have gone down to the neighbors now and are trying to find out information on me. So this is proof. And I mean, the neighbors, they know what's going on. They're aware of this. So that's proof positive, again, of how this lunatic, Troy Duncan, just don't get it. He doesn't seem to want to stop, you know. I've told him before, and I'll tell him again right now, I don't want anything to do with him. You know, if I did, I would have contacted him when all this first started. But, yeah, so now he's having people go and basically harass my neighbor, my old neighbor, which is pretty sad, which makes even another victim on his long list. But yeah. What he doesn't know is the people that he's going into now and trying to get information out of, they won't put up with him.
Right.
They're like me. They will not put up with him.
Well, you know,
and he's not going to scare anyone.
You know, I don't know if Troy is asking people to come by your house or come by your neighbor's house or come by your old house or whatever. If somebody happens to get hurt, that's going to be on him. That's not going to
be on you. And that's something that he doesn't understand. You know, and I told him that before, and I think you told him that before too. If something happens, this is on Troy. No doubt. And I know for a fact, the house that I lived in, I lived there for 11 years, Stephen. I've always hid where I've lived because of things like this. I've always protected myself for the future Troy Duncan that I might meet. And unfortunately, I did. I got me an official stalker, very dangerous stalker. And in the 11 years of living at my house, we never had anyone coming up there, acting suspicious, doing anything. And when all this started, we had 3 incidents in the span of, what was it, a week, week and a half? 3 different people come to the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that was about right.
Yeah, and I'll post more about that. The information that I've gotten on this card that keeps showing up at, it showed up at my old home address, and it showed up at a neighbor's, actually a few days ago. And I'll be posting, that'll probably end up coming out when the book comes out, because I'm hoping to have the book out by summertime, 2017. Summer for, you know, summer reading and stuff. So it won't be that long of a wait to find out exactly what all is going on. But yeah, I'll be letting it out. But you don't have the same car show up asking questions about me. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and my neighbor called me and she was very concerned, you know, because she didn't even know what was going on. At the time, and I finally had to tell her, you know, everything that was going on. So it was pretty embarrassing to have to explain this to your neighbors, so that way they're on alert, so they don't have to deal with Troy. But this is something that just doesn't happen for no reason. And like I said, the first guy that came up, he claimed he was from AT&T, and Troy's actually posted videos picking on me, saying I'm on meth and crack, making this stuff up, because he has so many people pissed at him over what he's doing. And so he made a video picking at me, trying to make me think I was crazy. The guy who came up, he said he was from AT&T, and this was, I think it was Labor Day weekend, was it, Stephen, that this guy came up? We were back at the house, doing some work and stuff, and he came up, said he was from AT&T. And see, my story never changes. That's something that Troy doesn't, he hasn't figured out yet. All the shows I've done, nothing I've said has changed. But he came up and he said he was from AT&T. I didn't open the door. I went to a window and looked out the window, and he was eyeballing the door and the window. And I just barely pulled the curtain back, and he saw me instantly. And he started giving me numbers that I knew were not real numbers as far as service would go, as far as AT&T and stuff. And he started asking questions about Sam. He had no cards, no business cards on him. He had no clipboard. His car did not have anything AT&T on it. And the way he pulled up in the driveway, he pulled up as if he was coming to visit and hang out for a while. And yeah. I asked him, was he going to be in the neighborhood? He told me, yeah. I told him to come back when Sam was home. He was asking me, you know, like I said, questions about
You should have told him to
Sam,
come back when you got your gun.
Don't do.
Huh? You should have told him to come back in 2 minutes when you have your shotgun with you.
Yeah, well, I keep the guns close by, but I didn't think I would need it. And this was the first time that someone came up. The third time someone came up, I was ready, as they found out. Because when I showed them the 40 cal, they couldn't get out of my driveway quick enough.
Yeah.
I saw the fear in their face. But, yeah, this stuff, after being at the home address that I was at for 11 years, this just don't happen for no reason. And Troy all but admitted to it because he sent me an email that says, "All crackhead still lives at so-and-so." This was after the guy from AT&T showed up. And I'm like, do you not understand? You're putting yourself at the scene of the crime now?
Uh-huh.
He basically admitted to me. Why else would he send me an email and say, "Crackhead still lives here"? Yeah, that is stalking. He is stalking.
Well, you know,
and he's just,
I think there's been a lot of things wrong with a lot of people here in the last 100 years, Tressa. A lot of people don't really know how to handle rejection, and they can't really take a no for an answer. You know, they basically, if he was here in the States, he would have been dealt with already, the old-fashioned way.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And I've had people tell me that. You know, people here in the States, people I don't know. People have come up to me in Knoxville. I've had people in Florida tell me, if you was in Florida and this guy showed up in Florida, he wouldn't be messing with you anymore. You know, people over here don't
take kindly to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, especially when you're a female. That's like when a guy goes to prison for rape or something, what happens to them?
Well,
you know,
if they go to prison for raping a child, they don't last very long. Some of the most hardened criminals don't. Yeah, some of the most hardened criminals, the killers and stuff like that, drug dealers, they don't mess with children, and
yeah,
they don't take kindly to people that do mess with children.
No, they don't. And that's something that Troy, I think, through his thick skull, he might be finding out a little bit now. I'm not going to bet on it because he's not that bright. He does know what he's doing because he purposely hides what he does with VPNs and everything. But, he's not stupid. But it's just, he's so far gone, so far obsessed. I mean, how far off the reservation do you have to go being obsessed with someone to continue for 7 months nonstop? How insane do you have to be? And knowing that this has gone public, it makes no sense to me. Absolutely no sense at all. But yet he continues. And he's doing a lot of it behind the scenes. He thinks because he does it behind the scenes, he's not going to be exposed. Well, guess what? He's going to be exposed. I told him before, my stuff stays, his stuff goes.
Uh-huh.
All the emails that he's sending me is going to go in the book, Stephen.
Yep.
It's all going to go in the book. He can't hide.
Yeah. Well,
he can't even run anymore.
Yeah. I don't even know if, we've gone about 25 minutes or so. So you want to take a couple minutes and say anything else, or?
No, I just want, you know, I want to make sure I keep the show going and give everyone updates. And, you know, people are watching. I will say this. I've said it before. People are watching this unfold through Vinny. And I'm telling everyone that when this is finally let loose and everything comes out, people are going to see where some things about Vinny that they didn't know. And some things that have been going on behind the scenes that people just don't know about. So this is being played out for the public to see as much as we can.
Yeah,
this is pretty serious.
I just put your VidMe account in the chat room there, so people can go through a lot of the videos and see a lot of the stuff that he's done and see all the stuff that you and I have done together to expose the fact.
Yep, and you've really helped me a lot with doing the Dark Hours podcast and letting people know, you know, of what's going on. So I'm thankful I have you, you know, there to help me with this.
Hey, Tressa.
You're you don't cower. I like that.
Hey, Tressa. Someone in the chat room, a man, he said, now I know why he's stalking her. Very sexy.
Thank you. But, and you see, that's having people come in and say stuff like that, it's nice, because it gives me the confidence that I need to go back out, too, because like I told you before, Troy had told me, you're ugly, you're crackhead, and you're all this, and it went for a while. I told you, Stephen, I didn't even want to go out. I thought I was ugly.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about myself, and now I'm picking my life up and getting it back to where it was, and I'm excited. I think you can hear it in my tone, even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things are moving forward.
Yes, they are.
So, but thank you for hosting the Dark Hours again. The Monsters of Melbourne. We can't leave that out. And, oh, and I talked to Stephen about we're going to be working on a new opening for just the regular Dark Hours podcast, and we're going to go back to doing the fun things, going out to Dick's Last Resort, having Bud Light with us, and meeting the fans whenever we go out and do book signings. So we got a lot of cool things coming. I'm excited.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. So thanks for coming on again, Tressa. I'll let you get back Let you get back to your oil change.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home. But thank you, Stephen, and I will talk to you later.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, everyone. I'm going to take a little break here and going to come back and do a few things. I'm going to play a couple things that are really, really good. Unless somebody wants to call in, that's fine. I can stop this. Stop the videos that I'm going to play, but yes, I'm going to play a quick song here, take a little break, and then come right back and do some more stuff. See everyone in just a few minutes.